As promised, we're joined right now by the driver of the number 11 FedEx Toyota Camry 4, Joe Gibbs Racing. He is now a two-time winner of the Daytona 500. He won Sunday's Daytona 500 in a two-lap overtime shootout. The 12th driver all-time to win multiple Daytona 500s. 32 career Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series wins. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series returns to action this Sunday with the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 from the Atlanta Motor Speedway. That's 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Denny Hamlin is my guest. Denny, it's good to have you on the show. Congrats. How are you?
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Jim.
You know, it's been a little less than 48 hours since you won your second Daytona 500, and when you were interviewed right after that race, you mentioned you might be a bit hungover on Monday. So, what was that bender like? How are you feeling right now? And what have the 2 days been like?
I actually took it easy this time. This is my second time around, so I kind of learned my lesson that media day is not too fun hungover. So, I took it easy, you know, if you're in New York right now. But I had a lot of fun. Obviously, I got a couple kids, and you know, it took the team out, and we had some dinner and a few drinks here and there. But it was really a good time, and enjoyed the whole weekend.
We're talking to Denny Hamlin. All right, so you get your second one. Winning one Daytona 500 is amazing, but winning two moves you into a really elite group, a very select category. How much more special is the second one because of what it means in the terms of the history of the sport?
Well, it puts you definitely, like you said, in a very elite group, and there's been a lot of great ones that's won just one, and there's been some really Hall of Fame drivers that's never won any. So for me personally, this, you know, puts me in a group where, you know, I feel like I personally don't belong. You know, just some names that are extremely high regarded in our sport, but, you know, it just comes, you know, it's just hard work that we've put in to, you know, get to this point where, you know, we've got two Daytona 500 championships.
We're talking to Denny Hamlin, a multiple Daytona 500 champ. Now, there were a number of wrecks and five late cautions. At that point, you and teammate Kyle Busch seemed to be alternating, taking the lead on the restarts. So what's going through your head near the end of the race, and how are you able to maintain that calm and that poise and composure with all that chaos going on?
Well, you know, I tried my best to put myself as far forward as I could in the race. You know, I thought that if I could put myself in the top five, it would be a good position to kind of miss the big wreck that I knew inevitably was going to come. And it did, and luckily we were just a couple spots in front of it. But certainly, I mean, the teamwork was working well throughout the entire race. But in the end, you've got to win for yourself. And you know, we had a deal inside 10 to go to, you know, work together. And then after that, race it out. We raced it out. We kind of got the best of it there.
We're talking to Denny Hamlin. So you had that deal. You and Busch had a deal that you could take the outside and then go from there. You said, quote, when he gave me that top, I literally was doing a little cheer in my mind. So at that point, did you know you were going to win?
I knew that it increased my odds. You know, I'd been in that position before. Really, the Daytona 500 last year where I was leading and chose the inside line on the final restart, and that was the wrong line. I lost the race because of it. So for me personally, I knew that once we were given the top, this was likely going to be the winning move for us.
And Denny, like you said, you've been through this before, so you know it's kind of old hat. But there are so many different ways to celebrate a huge win like that. But you, Joe Gibbs, and the team hit up a Steak and Shake with the trophy. Man, what did it feel like to walk into a Steak and Shake and see that Daytona 500 trophy sitting right there on the table?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a tradition, Joe. Started in 1993 when he won his first Daytona 500. He said, you know, he couldn't find victory lane. He had the trophy, and he said he couldn't find it. So he said, you know, I'm just leaving. I'm going to Douglas Center. And he took the trophy with him to Steak and Shake right up the road about a half a mile from the racetrack. So when we won it in 2016, he actually did the same thing. Of course, he had to do a little media now that he didn't have to do then. But, yeah, it was fun that we got to do that again this year. So this is the third time this has happened with Joe, but you know, just for him to deem this his biggest victory ever in any sport he's ever competed in, you know, this is a guy that's won Super Bowls and is a Hall of Famer. So this is it definitely meant a lot to me.
Denny, let me keep you on that point because I want to reiterate what you just said. Joe Gibbs said exactly that. Joe Gibbs called your win Sunday, quote, the most emotional and biggest win I've ever had in my life in anything. It was the most important night in my occupational life. That is an astonishing thing for somebody like that to say. So what did it mean to you to be able to give that moment to him and share it with him?
It means so much because, you know, essentially I'm driving his son's car that passed away last month. It's his car, his number. JD is the guy that kind of found me and signed me to Joe Gibbs Racing 14 years ago. So when we lost him, it was a very, very tough time for all of us involved and really for Joe personally. So, you know, he said that, you know, JD probably had a hand in that finish of the race. To have all his cars 1, 2, 3 was amazing. But, you know, luckily for us to have JD's personal car up there winning the race, you know, I'm sure that played a factor in him saying, yeah, this is the biggest win ever.
Denny Hamlin's my guest. He joins us for a few more moments. You're talking about the passing of J.D. Gibbs. You and I have talked about him in the past, and you just mentioned it once again, what he meant to your career and to your life. For those who did not know him, what was J.D. like as a person and a friend?
Well, he was such a great person. He obviously was a man that was, you know, heavily involved in his faith, and you know, he liked to spread the word about that, and you know, kind of lives through, you know, JDGibbsLegacy.com. You can kind of see JD's story and his influence that he's had on people in racing and outside of racing. And I know Joe was heartbroken when he lost his son, but you know, certainly, you know, we wanted to carry the torch for him and make him proud. And obviously, you know, the win was so special to me for that specific reason.
Denny Hamlin just won his second Daytona 500. Now, last year, Denny, was kind of a challenging year for you as a driver in the sense that you went winless for the first time. You were close, but you were winless. What was it like for you on a personal level to grind through a year like that?
Yeah, I mean, it stinks. I mean, I'd won for 13 straight years or 12 straight years of my career in the Cup Series, and to have a season where you don't win, I mean, for a lot of drivers, it's common. You know, some of the greatest drivers in history have had winless seasons, but I just wasn't used to it. It's something that I hadn't had to go through, and it was a very tough off season. But now to come in the following year and win the very first race of the year, our obviously biggest race of our sport, it means a lot, and it allows us to kind of refocus, recharge, to get ready to make a championship run.
You know, Danny, I know you'll talk about your team, so let me ask you about your crew chief before you go. Chris Gabehart, he was interviewed on the broadcast late in the race. He seemed so calm, like the work had already been done, so it's just a matter of him sitting back and seeing what happens. It's his first year as your crew chief in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. How would you describe the chemistry the two of you have?
It's great. I mean, he's obviously, it's going to take some time for us to kind of get used to each other and how each other operate, you know, how he runs his team, how I drive as a driver. There's going to be rough patches here and there, but you know, to start off winning the Daytona 500 obviously is a good omen that hopes that keeps going through the season. But he's such a smart guy. We put him in that position for a reason, and hopefully it fruits some success here shortly.
Last thing, you've got a great presence on Instagram, but I've got to be honest, there might not be a cooler photo on Instagram than the one you posted earlier in the month with a wall of stacked Jordan boxes for you and your team. What kicks were in the boxes, and then how good is it to have that kind of relationship with Jordan and get that kind of love from them?
Yeah, it's a good one. Knowing Michael Jordan is definitely a great perk to have, and I've been with the Jordan brand now for almost 10 years, and it's just been a great relationship. You know, Michael and myself met at a Hornets game, like I say, about 10 years ago, and struck up a conversation. And you know, he asked me about a race that was happening, you know, 2 weeks ago, and I said, "Wait, you watch NASCAR racing?" And he's like, "Buddy, my dad used to take me to races when I was a kid, and I just latched onto it ever since then." So, you know, a little known fact that people don't know about Michael is he's an avid race fan. So we hooked up and linked up an agreement, and he does my shoes and suit and all that stuff. So to be the kind of the only Jordan brand guy out there is cool. And not only that, like you said, I can hook up my team guys with some great trainer shoes.
Man, nothing wrong with that. A two-time winner of the Daytona 500. He is the driver of the number 11 FedEx Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. Danny, I know you're doing some media, so thanks for making time for us. Congrats on the win, and really good to have you back.
Yeah, Jim. Thank you, man.
Good talking to you, Danny, always. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series does return to action Sunday. The Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 from Atlanta Motor Speedway is 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And that's two for Denny Hamlin.